this, I want to do the work of the Lord.
I want to please him. I want to be his child. He's been a friend to me. And so I'm endeavoring right now to do that this morning. So I desire your prayers. We're going to talk about a subject this morning that the Lord gave me some time back, but he didn't give me the whole message. And so I want to talk about this morning two thieves. Two thieves. And so I desire your prayers. Go to John 3 and 16, and we're going to read that scripture. And we want to read also scripture number 17 in conjunction with that scripture. Again, the Lord gave me this message. And see, the devil, he doesn't like you, he don't like me, and he don't like the truth of God's word. And so what we are endeavoring to do this morning is give you something that you can take all the way into eternity with you. We got a never dying soul that we got to take care of. And we got to make sure that when we leave here, we go to the right place. And so the big question this morning, where is your soul before God? Where are you on your journey of life? What is your relationship with God? May God help us this morning. All of us need his help. If we didn't need his help, he wouldn't have provided that for us. And so let's read John 3 and 16, verse number 17, and let's talk a little bit this morning. May God help us. He loved the world. All right, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. May God help us. There's two words in those verses that we need to key in on. One of them is should, and the other one is might. In verse number 16, it says should something. And then verse number 17, it said might something. We're not guaranteed to make heaven our home, but we could make heaven our home. We should make heaven our home. The great God of heaven, he sent his son down here upon this earth to give us an opportunity, to give us a chance to make sure that we go to the right place when we leave here. May God help us this morning. Pray for me. Not only did he do that, but what he wants is to have a relationship with you right now, today. It says in the word of God, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And so we need to be examining ourselves. Do we have that relationship with God? Is he leading me? Is he guiding me? Is he directing my life? Am I sure of my relationship with God? May God help us this morning. This is what he wants. It says he loved the world and he gave. He loves us. God operates on love. That's how he operates. His secret ingredient is love. The power of love. It's what compelled him to save us. He said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want us to get a hold of verse number 70. He sent his son. He didn't send his son to condemn us. We already know that we're wrong. We already know that we disobeyed God. So we don't need condemnation. What we need is salvation. May God help us this morning. And we have to know that. We have to believe that. And we have to live in that reality. May God help us. May God help us this morning. He said, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We can't save ourselves. Can't nobody else save us. We got to be saved through him. And so he provided a way for us to do that. Remember the title of the story of the message. The title of the message is Two Thieves. We, all of us, we fall in that category, and we'll talk about that this morning. We all fall in that category, and we also want to talk about something else. Matthew, go to Matthew 27. We'll start at chapter verse number 22. The enemy hates us. He hates us. He didn't like us. You see what I'm saying? He wants to turn anything he can do. Well, I'll make him cough now. That's what I'll do. That ought to discourage him. Do y'all know that I was on my way to a devil's hell at one time?
Oh, right.
Do you know that God is a God that had mercy and looked down upon me?
Yes.
Check the temperature in here right now. Huh? What's the temperature in here? What do you think? It's a nice 70, 60. It ain't some thousand degrees Fahrenheit.
Right.
Huh? That's because we're not in hell, see? Yeah. See? God looked down on me and had mercy upon me. I deserve something different, but he had mercy upon me. Right. And so I'm going to live for him. I'm going to serve him. And I'm going to do everything that I can to be a blessing and to be a help and to be encouraged to somebody else along the way. I want to make it, and I want you to make it. Yes. May God help us. And the good news is you can make it by the grace and help of God.
Yes.
All right, we're going to Matthew 27 and 22. And we'll read down through verse number 25. And let's see what it says here. Let's see what it says. Read, please.
What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?
All right.
They all say unto him, let him be crucified.
Lord, have mercy.
And the governor said, why? What evil hath he done?
All right.
But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. When Pilate saw, he could prevail nothing.
All right.
But that rather a tumult was made.
Oh, Lord.
He took water and washed his hands.
Okay.
The multitude, yeah, saying,
all right,
I am innocent of the blood of this just person.
Oh, Lord.
See ye to it. Then entered all the people and said, his blood be on us. And on our
shoulders. Oh Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Lord. This is a description of, if we're not careful, we'll be in this group.
Right. True.
Huh?
True.
See, we don't like to talk about that. We don't think of it in that way at all. See? He says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the light.
Yes.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yes.
And so if we're not in that way, if we're not in that truth, if we're not following that light, then what are we doing? Who are we standing with?
Right. Right.
Who are we standing with? Right. See, we don't want to think about that right now. See, what the devil does is he presents it to us as our way.
Right.
No man can serve two masters.
Right.
See, you're either going to serve God or you're going to serve that enemy, see?
Right.
And so there's not three ways. There's only two ways. That's the enemy's way, and it's God's way.
Right.
So if you're not in God's way this morning, then what way are you in?
Right.
May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
And who are you standing with?
Right.
Let's look at this morning. It said, I'm going to go to verse number 21. I should have read that already. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Barabbas. Huh? Who are you choosing rather than Christ? Huh? Who's more important to you than Christ? Huh? Do you have somebody in Christ's place in your life? May God help us this morning. So he said, Barabbas. And then Pilate said unto thee, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified.
Yes.
Come on now. He didn't say whether he be crucified. He didn't say they had to say that.
No.
He said, what are you going to do with Jesus? What do you want me to do with him? They should have said, let him go.
Right.
Why couldn't they say, let him go? If you read it, it says right in the scripture next to it, it said he ain't did nothing wrong.
Right.
He done nothing wrong. Matter of fact, he said, I'm going to wash my hands of this because I don't want no parts of it.
Right.
Am I standing with the crucifiers? Huh? Am I standing with those that are washing their hands? Some people are washing their hands. I'm not gonna be part of the crucifying process. Y'all go and y'all do that. But I'm not gonna really live for him, but I'm not gonna crucify him either.
Lord bless.
Huh? May God help us this morning. Do you know that you have and I have to make a choice?
Yes.
We're gonna have to make a choice what we're gonna do. Which thief are you going to be? I'm going to keep saying that about the thieves. Y'all know who the thieves are on the cross?
Yes, yes.
We're going to get to that. But I'm going to read some more, a little bit more about the choice that we are making.
Yes.
I want this clear in your mind. If you're not choosing Christ and his way, you're making a choice. You're standing with something else.
Right.
Do you want to stand with them? Do you? Of course not. Nobody does. May God help us this morning. I'm moving on forward to verse number 26. You continue to pray for me. It says, let me go back to 25, then I'll go to 26. It says, then answered all the people and said, his blood be upon us and our children. I'm not even going to say nothing about it. Think about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. Who do you want to stand with? Who do you want as your Lord and Savior? The one that died for your sin. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It would have been touch and go if it was me that had to do it. If I was in heaven, the Lord said, Brother Henry, you have to go down there and save those people. I said, hold on, let me look at these people for a minute. Hold on. Let me see now. Wait a minute. See? Y'all might have been, thank God it wasn't me, right? I couldn't have did it anyway, but you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't realize what's happening here. He was in heaven already.
Right.
See, that's the end goal. That's where we're trying to go. It's all good in heaven. Y'all know people say, it's all good? It really is all good in heaven. See? And so he had to come down. So God said, listen, will you go down there and save my hard-headed, knuckle-headed, disobedient, stiff-necked people? Would you go down there and do that? Huh?
Yeah, Lord,
will you do that?
Yeah.
They're going to crucify you. They're going to mistreat you.
Right.
They're going to do you wrong. But there's some people down there that really don't want to stand with the crucifiers.
Yeah.
There's some people down there that's going to end up loving me and living for me, and they're going to end up being martyred themselves because they love me. So maybe you can't save them all, but go down there and at least provide a way that they can have an opportunity, see? Huh? That's what he did, and Jesus said, I'll do it. I will do it. Lord, help us. I want you to get a clear picture of what's happening here.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't really see it like we need to see it. And so I want us to see it and to understand it. We're making a choice.
Mm-hmm.
We're making a choice.
Sure.
Let's choose the right thing.
Yes.
All right, verse number 26. Then released he Barabbas unto them. When he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Pilate had already said that this man had done no wrong. He said, I'm washing my hands. So you tell me, why did they beat him? Scourging means to beat severely. Why did they do it? Why did they do it? Why? What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? May God help us. So they scourged him. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus unto the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. See, now here comes the mocking process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Will we mock him?
Mm-hmm.
Are we mocking him? This touches my heart.
Yes.
It means something to me. May God help us this morning. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him, and they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. He is the King of the Jews. He's the King of everything. But they were mocking him.
Right.
They put these long nails and braided a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they pushed it down onto his head so it was digging into his flesh.
Right.
And then they put a robe on him so that they can mock him, and they put a reed in his right hand, a plant, and they said, this is your scepter. And so what they're saying is, we don't really believe that you are God. Do you believe that he's God?
Absolutely.
Do you believe that he came and he died for you and for me? I do. And I'm going to take advantage of it. Every day that he gives me, I'm going to take advantage of it. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Choose Jesus. Choose the Savior. He did nothing wrong, and all of this was happening to him. He did it for you. He did it for me. Don't stand with the crucifiers, and don't stand with the malefactor. We'll get to him. May God help us this morning. One more reading, and before we go to the two thieves. I'm not going to hold you too this long this morning. I know that's surprising. I don't know what we're laughing about. Sometimes I get a little long-winded. But God knows all about it, doesn't he?
Yeah,
we need to be thinking about where we're standing.
Yes,
we need to have a hold of where we're at before God. Listen, if you're not sure about it, make sure. There's a song that says, be very sure.
Amen. Right.
What's it say next?
Amen.
No, it don't say that.
Amen.
It says, be very sure.
Amen.
It says, be very sure. Be very sure. So it says that second one for emphasis. If you missed the first one, let's get that second one in there.
Yes.
And then what does it say? Your anchor holds and hit the solid rock. Who's the rock?
Yes.
This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. How many of them? The only ones. So be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Huh? If you're not sure this morning, I'm encouraging you to make your way to an altar of prayer. Do what you have to do. I don't have to know what that means. You need to know what that means, and God needs to know what that means.
Yes.
You make sure that your relationship with God is intact, and then once you get it intact, keep it intact.
Yes.
He's mighty to save. He's mighty to keep. It would do no good if he just could save us, but he couldn't keep us.
Right.
And so God provided a way to save us and keep us, praise God. That's why I'm here this morning. Some of these folks in here, they know who I was. They know what the devil had done to me. They know that. And now they see there's something, it got to be something going on. Huh? Because it ain't the same one. That ain't the same one. That's a different one, that one there. That's the love of God. That's the mercy of God. That's him taking me and cleaning me and working with me. Do you know that God is a patient God?
Yeah.
Do you know that not only did he do all that to save us and go through all that, would that have been enough? Of course it would.
Yeah.
But not only does he save us, but he works with us on a daily basis.
Lord.
He says, son, you seem like you got a little mixed up over here. Come on back this way.
Yeah.
Come on back this way. That's the wrong way, young man.
Yeah.
Young woman, that's the wrong way. Come back this way.
Yeah.
And this is what I want you to do with your life. You know that everything that God, you know, someone said it not too long ago. I believe it's somebody that's sitting in here today. He said that he finally realized that everything God was trying to do, all of the instructions that God had given him, was only to help him and save him from himself. Praise God.
Amen.
You understand what I'm talking about? Yes. This is the God that we serve. He said, these people need saving, and so I'm going to save them, and then I'm going to work with them, and so that they can make it in. I praise God for that right now this morning.
Yes.
I want to drop down to verse number 34 and 35. And I want us to take a look at what ended up ultimately happened to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have that, read that for us, please.
And they gave him vinegar to drink.
All right.
Mingled with gall.
All right.
And when he had tasted thereof, he went out. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vestige did they cast lots.
May God help us. Vinegar? Vinegar? Y'all ever tasted vinegar? It's terrible. It burns. It's terrible. And they mixed gall with it. If it's the gall that I think it is, that's even worse. I don't want to stand with them.
No.
I don't want to stand with them. I want to stand with the one that loves me.
Yes.
I want to stand with the one that went through. You know what? I'm going to tell you something this morning. The reason why God is so patient and merciful and kind with us, because look at what he went through.
Right.
Yes. He's not going to throw you easily away.
Right.
He's not going to do that. If people are lost, it's because they went through many, 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 many different mercies and graces and blessings. God has been good to them, and they just, I'm not going to do it no way. I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
I know this because I was one of those. But God reached down. And he said, do you want to stand with the crucifiers?
Right.
Or do you want to come with me?
Yes.
He said, I'll save you. I'll deliver you.
Yes.
And I'll help you. I didn't know God was so merciful and kind and patient. I didn't know that he knew how to work with hard-headed people. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Thank the Lord.
He does.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm a slow learner. He said, that's all right, come on in. I'll help you. You just stick with it, Brother Grimes. You just, all you got to do is stick with it.
Yes.
And I'll help you.
Yes.
And he's done the same for many that are among us this morning.
Amen.
He's done for the same for many that's gone before us.
Yes.
And so I want to be like them. I want to make it in by the grace and help of God.
Yes.
Ultimately, we are thieves. And we're going to go into the thief portion of this. Somebody go with us to Luke. Go to Luke chapter 23. We're going to read verses 39 through 43. I'll be just about done right then. I want you to think about, though, what kind of thief you going to be, because you're already a thief. You understand?
Yes.
Nobody did anything to deserve the love of God.
That's true.
So you're a thief in that way.
Right.
And then also the Bible says all have sinned.
All.
It said have sinned. It didn't say that all are sinners.
No.
See, that's what people do.
Yeah.
They try to twist the word of God. That ain't what it said. It says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we're all thieves in that way as well.
Yes.
Right? But we have to decide which thief we're going to be.
Right.
Huh? There's the man I call the second smartest man in the Bible, he's one of those thieves that's on the cross. Let's read about it. Let's go to Luke 23, read verses 39 through 43 before we sit down. Continue to pray for us. We want to get through this, but we want to make do justice to the word of God. We want to make sure that he gives us what he gives us, that we do justice to it. So be praying for us. 39 through 43 in the chapter Luke, version of chapter 23, verse number 39. Read for us, please. All right, hold there. Please, hold there. What's a malefactor? Somebody tell me something. Huh? What's a malefactor? What's mal? Is mal good or bad? Mal is the root word to bad stuff, isn't it?
He's guilty.
He done wrong. So what we're talking about here is Jesus is already on the cross, and two thieves, they're on the cross on either side of it.
Right.
And so one of the malefactors, we are all malefactors. I want you to understand that.
Amen.
Nobody is special. Nobody has done anything to deserve this. So we're all in this condition.
Yes.
So it said, one of the malefactors. And so we're all in that condition. Go ahead. One of the malefactors. Read, please.
All right.
All right.
If thou be Christ.
Wait a minute. He said if. Wait, hold on. Hold what you got now. Hold it now. What did he say now? Huh? He's talking to Jesus Christ. Were you not paying attention? Was he not paying attention? He's part of this whole process.
Right.
He's seen these people doing this man wrong. He know that this man ain't did no wrong. Do you know that if you are a wrongdoer, you can recognize that somebody is not a wrongdoer, even if you don't know them?
Right.
There's a spirit in a man, you see? And so you have discernment. And you sometimes when you get those bad vibes, when you meet people, it's because they're involved with some bad spirits and they're doing some bad stuff.
Yes.
That's just the truth.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that you hate them. They need salvation too.
Yes.
So I'm not telling you run from them, but make sure you have some minute to give to them that's going to point them in the right direction.
Yes.
And so he said, if you be the Son of God, do what?
Save thyself and us.
See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he went through all that already, right?
Yeah.
He done no wrong. The Bible says he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, right? And so he went through all this suffering. He knows he's not wrong. These other people know that he's not wrong. This for me, I mean, he still could have saved us and go ahead and give him a little taste of his power.
Yes.
I want us to understand that the malefactors, the thieves, I'm talking about us, they both had the same opportunity. The same exact opportunity.
Yes.
But one of them was looking at things in the wrong way, wasn't it?
Right.
He said, listen, if you be God, how about you save you and save me along too? First of all, you ain't even talking right to get saved. You're not talking right.
Yes.
And second of all, it's appointed unto man once to die and after that the judgment. Did y'all think about that?
Mm.
We're going to die anyway.
Yes.
And so we may as well prepare for that.
Yes.
This is as good as opportunity as you're going to get. You know you're going to die. You know you've done wrong. Let me see, what should we do at this point?
Right.
Jesus Christ is literally right next door to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Read, please. Read.
But the other entering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condition?"
Don't you fear God? Read.
"And we indeed justly,
right,
for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise."
Bible says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
Yes.
Any man hear my voice?
Yes.
What is he going to do?
Open.
He going to open.
Yes.
He's going to come in and sup with you.
Yes.
Listen, you're in the same situation. One thief said, "Listen, I'm gonna get a jab in too. I'm going to get me a jab in too." The other one said, "Look, I know I'm wrong. I'm wrong, you wrong, so why don't you be quiet? Because you don't even have no, you need to be quiet for real. Because both of us wrong." They probably was in the same crime. They probably did the same thing. So they know they was wrong together. But even if they did, they know they was wrong, right? And so he said, "Listen, I'm recognizing an opportunity here." And so what did he say? He said, "Have mercy on me." He didn't do anything great. He didn't do anything grand. Why didn't he do anything great or grand? Why? What is not necessary, and he couldn't do nothing great or grand. Do you know that we can't do nothing great or grand?
Right.
We can't do anything special. Lord, have mercy on me. I've done wrong, Lord. I'm not right with you, Lord. Please forgive me. Have mercy on me, Lord. I want to be in your kingdom.
Yeah.
I want to be in your kingdom. I recognize that you're right next to me. You've been knocking on my heart's door all this time, Lord.
Yeah.
Have mercy on me.
Yeah.
Have mercy on me.
Yeah.
I'm wrong, Lord. You're right. It wasn't anything great or grand. It was very simple, very simple. Yeah. What did it say? He said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." He acknowledged that he was the Lord.
Yes.
He said, "I'm wrong and you're right, Lord. And if there be any way, Lord, have mercy upon me." You know, I don't advise getting to these places where you're almost leaving here and this is all you have, because sometimes you just don't have that opportunity. But I strongly advise.
Yes.
I strongly encourage. I strongly endorse on a daily basis,
Amen,
keeping this mindset and this attitude,
yes,
before the Lord.
Yes.
I know I'm saved. I know I'm a child of God, but don't you know I have to talk to him every morning and let him know, "Lord, I still want to be your child."
Yes. Yes.
"Lord, I want to do right today. Yesterday was fine and good, but yesterday is gone. If I get out of line today, I'm going to be gone and it's going to be bad on me."
Yes.
"And so, Lord, I need your grace and mercy. Lord, I can't do anything great or grand, but Lord, I ask you to help me to be that child of God you're wanting me to be."
Yes.
"Bring me to a place, Lord, that you're pleased with me. Keep me in your favor, Lord. And if, Lord, if I'm failing, have mercy upon me. Make sure that I know that I'm failing, and help me, Lord, to humble and submit to your will, and so I can get it together with you, because it's you that do it that's going to do the work anyway. You in me helps me do the work anyway. But I know I can do it by your grace and by your help and by your mercy." And the sweetest words in the Bible that anybody has ever heard is in verse number 41, isn't it? What Jesus say to him?
43.
43, what did he say to him?
"Verily I say unto thee,
today
thou shalt be with me."
You're going to be with me.
Yes. Amen.
See, he has that power.
Yes.
"They tried my Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm,
with no one to defend."
Yes.
"Deep in the halls of Pilate, he stood without a friend."
Yes.
"I'll be a friend to Jesus."
Yes.
"My life for him I'll spend."
Yes.
"I'm going to be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end."
Yes.
Listen, if you don't have any other friends.
Yes.
All right.
That's the one that
has. Amen.
Yes.
Come on. Praise the Lord.
The one that has the power to say, this day ye shall be with me in paradise.
That's right.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on, Lord, help us.
I think that's the one.
Yes.
I think that's the one we need to have.
Yes.
Now, I want to encourage you this way. The devil, he's very cunning and crafty.
Yes.
He's a hater, and he likes to discourage people.
Yes.
And so I know that maybe not somebody under the sound of my voice in this setting, but somewhere somebody's going to hear this. And so I want you to hear this if this is for you. It's in John 6 and 37. If you have that for us, I want you to read it, all right? Because it's to you. It's the one that thinks that they can't do it. I want to let you know that you can't do it without God. You understand? But you can do it with him. And so you're not doing it. He's doing it in and through you, all right? So I want to encourage you in that way this morning. What does it say in John 6 and 37?
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
All right.
And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
All right. All that the Father hath given me shall come to me. All right. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Yes.
That's letting us know that he wants us to come. Yes. There's a song in the book, and it's song number 440. It's whosoever will.
Yes.
The Bible is letting us know that whosoever will, let him come.
Yes.
And so we have an opportunity to make acquaintance with God. If our acquaintance or if our relationship with God has been torn or has been frayed, we have that opportunity to come back to him again and say, Lord, I went astray. I've messed up here or I've messed up there. And I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon you. Mom, me, Lord. You said, whosoever will, let him come. I'm in that category, Lord. And I'm asking you, Lord, have mercy upon me this morning. Do it right now, Lord, would you? Have mercy upon me. He will come. He said, he will in no wise cast out. All right? Let's go back to John 3:16. And 17, his whole purpose for coming here was for this.
Yes.
It's his will. And so he wants you and he wants me to take a hold of his great and his precious promises, take a hold of this opportunity. If we have a need in our soul, want us to get that need met today. Don't worry about tomorrow.
Yes.
Worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
No.
Tomorrow is not promised to you.
Right.
If you're saved today and you die today, you're not going to be worried about tomorrow.
That's right.
True.
I say it again. If you saved today and you die today, you're not going to be worried about tomorrow.
That's right.
And so today is a daily salvation.
Yeah.
Make sure you get saved and then keep saved so that when you leave here, you're good to go. May God help us this morning. Whosoever will, let him come.
Yeah.
All right? The Bible says whosoever will. That's you this morning. You have a need in your soul. Come to the altar. Get your need met this morning. We'll worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, may God bless us this morning. I want to be what he'd have me to be. Pray for me. I will be praying for you.
Amen. Amen.